had to make a big decision on this one, and I am going to take Lakers in this one.
Ron Lehrman in the books with a Lakers choice. I, Clark Ramsey, going with Bad X. I'm calling a Bad X upset over here. Well, it's 1-5 for both teams, I should say. So, anyway, I'm picking the home team, taking the energy from
the homecoming
everything else. The stands are packed here in Bad X. It's a great feeling for Bad X Athletics, indeed. Beautiful night. Lakers ready to kick it off. They are in white jerseys, black pants, green helmets, and they'll be kicking left to right across your radio.
Did you notice its helmets on those that Bad X team? And I can't believe, Clark, that you took the Bad X team.
I took Bad X. I didn't pick the winged helmet team. Bad X is going to be receiving this one. Number 3 and number 20 for Bad X going to be trying to receive this. That's number 3, Mark Amon, and number 20 is Seth Geiger. Bad X is going to be in blue jerseys, yellow pants and numbers, black socks, and, of course, the infamous winged helmets. Not my choice, but someone has to take it, I guess.
Yes.
So, anyway, Lakers coming out ready to kick. Looks like number 71 doing the duties for Lakers. That is the tackle, number 71, Jeff Diebel, senior. And there's the boot. Gets up to about the 18-yard line where Amon picks it up, and he goes ahead for about to the 30-yard line to about the 32. Looks like there's a fumble on the play when he's brought down right at the line at the 32-yard line.
And when he fumbled, there was a pile there, so I'm not sure. It looks like the Lakers have come out with it here.
And indeed they have. It is Lakers ball. A bad start to Bad X football there for this game. So it is now Lakers ball moving left to right across your radio. They're starting with a short field to work with. They're at the Bad X 33-yard line.
86 for the Lakers. Austin Jobes getting the recover for the Lakers. So the Bad X is going to find out how they're going to play this defense, and right away we see a little different attack.
Yeah, and post under center, two men in the backfield, one out left. And now a man in motion. They're now back to the field. It's a toss to his right, and looks like number 89 has the ball, and he's going to roll up out for 5 more yards. Number 89, Nathan Kaczynski for the Lakers, rolling to his right, and we have an injury on the play.
And it's Ben Braden who made the hit, and he's down.
That's the quarterback for Bad X.
Ben Braden and Jimmy Rogers making the stop.
Number 11, Ben Braden, down on the ground. His legs are moving. Seems responsive. His head's moving as well.
Yeah.
Staffs are looking out of them. In the area as well with 11 and a half minutes. That clock should be stopped. And
the clock is going, though. We have no score in the game yet.
We have no score, but the... with a little under, this game's just under started. That's one play in the books. And elsewhere going on tonight, Lakers at Bad X, of course. Vassar's at Cass City. USA is at Reese. Harbor Beach at Sandusky. Then Brown City's at Ubley. That's two good games there in the East.
Who are you taking in that one? I'm taking Brown City.
I'm taking Ubley.
Okay.
And then CTL at Memphis. The non-league, we have Mayville at Bay City, All Saints. Deckerville at Marlette. Airnet Eastern at Packet. Kingston at Saginaw, Buena Vista. Has been breaking it, walking at his own power gingerly, but seems to be okay. He did have an injury in week number 1 against Harbor Beach. I believe it was a concussion.
Yes.
And he's coming off the field. That is a bad break for Bad X, regardless.
Yeah, he looks a little droggy, but he looks like he's going to need a little time to recover. Looks like the small of the back they're working on as the Lakers get set here again.
As Post is under center, two men in the backfield, directly behind him, and a receiver out to the left. Post looking to pass, looks to his left, passes to his left, and to number 89, Nathan Kaczynski again. First down, and then about 4 more yards. He's down to about the 19-yard line. First down, Lakers.
Number 4 for the Hatchets, Dylan White made the hit.
So, Lakers splitting it up between the air and through on the ground. 5 yards on the first play and about, I'd say, 9 yards on that one.
Yes, and they got the first down, but the problem being is they're in Hatchet territory.
Indeed they are. So Nathan Kaczynski doing both duties there, as it's a handoff to number 29, Evan Gasho. He moves ahead for about a yard.
Spencer Kelly, number 47 for the Hatchets, made the hit, along with a couple others.
So it looks like it's about a yard gain. There's bringing up 2nd and 9 at Bad X's 18-yard line. Lakers are getting the ball back on a fumble on the kickoff return at about the 33-yard line of Bad X. Fumbled it right at Zahuz Raheem, brought down, and Laker ball from there forward. They're now on to play number four as we speak.
They also, when he was going to catch the ball, he didn't have it quite put away, and they grabbed his iron part.
And post back looking back to pass ball to his right, and he's looking for Nathan Gabinski, and he does, into the end zone. Touchdown, Lakers!
White was back there, but he turned around the wrong way, Clark, and he threw it just to the opposite shoulder and put six on the board for the Lakers.
An 18-yard reception for Nathan Gabinski, his second of the night, put 6 points on the board for Lakers. It's 6-0 Lakers with 10 minutes remaining in the first in Bad Axe. And Lakers comes out of the huddle. Looks like they're going for two. An empty set.
Uh-oh.
And there are... This is a...
Look at that. They call...
That's a muddle huddle. That's a muddle huddle there.
In the old days, they called that a superintendent play.
We're going to explain that play at Reds. It is Lakers 8, Bad Axe nothing in Bad Axe with 10 minutes remaining in the first.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition. They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
And we're back here in Bad Axe. Lakers strikes first. 8-0 all of a sudden with 10 minutes remaining in the first. And looks like Amon takes this one on the kickoff return. He's out to the 25-yard line, brought down at the 26, where Bad Axe will take over first and 10, moving right to left across the radio.
Brody Trebner made the hit for the Lakers, and this time Amon hung on to the ball with both hands. He really didn't have to because they were setting up a wall on this left side going toward the stands.
And that two-point conversion, let's explain that a little bit. It was a muddle huddle, which means there's the center and another person, and then, of course, post. And then everyone else moved all the way to the left. And there's five on the left, far left side of your screen, and then post just kept it for himself and took it in. Right there, first play for Bad Axe. Looks like that was number 33, Metzger, doing the carrying duties. About gain of two, pushes it up to the 30-yard line in their own territory, second and 8.
Looked like number 10, Nick Post, was in on it with a couple other players as we call a timeout here by the Lakers.
And Lakers wants to talk this one over. They didn't like what they saw, so it is going to be with 9:32 remaining in the first. It is Lakers 8, Bad Axe nothing. We'll be back right after this.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agassin for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agassin, supporting local sports and the future of some area youth.
Back here as Spencer Kelly, number 47, gets the handoff, and he is down the field into Laker territory from the 30-yard line. He's into Lakers territory, brought down at the 42-yard line.
Well, I have a number 5 for the Lakers, but I don't have a name for him. I'm looking up and down, and I don't see him. We'll have to check with Ed Walker over there to find. He doesn't have anything either, so only the shadow knows who that fellow is.
28-yard gain for number 47, Spencer Kelly, as this one was handed off to number 33, Brett Metzger, moves ahead for about 2 more yards, bringing up second and 8.
Number 76 for the Lakers, and that being...
76, Zach Pionk.
Okay, Zach Pyant.
We're having a little trouble.